USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
There's ongoing talk in Washington about how the Biden administration will work with Congress to regulate guns following a recent string of mass shootings. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi putting forward a gun bill that will be voted on in the House next week. Democratic Senator from Connecticut, Chris Murphy, with an update on the bipartisan negotiations.
I've never been part of negotiations as serious as these. There are more Republicans at the table talking about changing our gun laws and investing in mental health than at any time since Sandy Hook.
That audio courtesy of CNN's State of the Union. Rough seas are predicted along the East Coast because of Tropical Storm Alex. The storm that drenched Florida with heavy rain turned into a tropical storm Sunday, becoming the first named storm of the Atlantic hurricane season. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Wendy Bell here for my friends at Swiss America. Did you know the U.S. Constitution authorizes only two forms of legitimate money, gold and silver? That's right. But our government abandoned gold and silver a half century ago. Meanwhile, gold and silver prices have rocketed in recent years due to growing economic uncertainty. So, to help my listeners, Swiss America has a very special offer today. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars at the amazing low price of $12.50 each delivered. You heard me right, $12.50. Call now to reserve your silver coins at 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars for just $12.50 each delivered while supplies last. Put a silver lining in your financial portfolio now by calling 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490.
Abbott Nutrition on Saturday restarted production at its baby formula plant in Sturgis, Michigan. Operations were halted 4 months ago over possible product contaminants leading to a nationwide shortage of baby formula. This as Operation Fly Formula continues with millions of cans of baby formula being flown in from around the world, including the United Kingdom and Australia.
We'll be supplying 2 million cans, that's 54 million bottle feeds, between June, well actually between next week and November to American parents. A crisis like this in the biggest consumer economy in the world should never happen.
Will McMahon, the co-founder of Kendall Mill Baby Supply Formula. Josh Duggar is appealing his conviction after being sentenced to 12 years in prison for possession of child pornography. His lawyers arguing the government didn't disclose evidence against him in a reasonable amount of time. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
One of the shooting victims who survived the Uvalde shooting last week is being released from the hospital. University Hospital in San Antonio announcing on Twitter that a 9-year-old shooting victim has been discharged. A 10-year-old boy remains in serious condition, and a 66-year-old woman believed to be the shooter's grandmother is in good condition. American Airlines is grounding 100 regional flights due to a pilot shortage. CEO Robert Isom telling the Bernstein Strategies Decisions Conference in New York there's a bit of a supply and demand imbalance. The North Texas-based airline is trying to make up by using larger jets. American is working to hire more pilots as it gets ready for a slew of retirements between 2023 and 2029. A flash card depicting a pregnant man was used in a North Carolina preschool classroom to teach colors. Some parents are concerned that they were not told this was being used. North Carolina State Representative Erin Perret says she's glad the principal and school district acted immediately.
Loving families come in all different shapes and sizes, and thank goodness for that. I mean, kids need loving families right now more than anything else. But I think when you're looking at a card in front of a preschooler that has a mommy hugging a daddy with a baby in his belly, that's just not age-appropriate material to be showing preschoolers.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.